So Google posted the top five is it rude questions that we've been Googling, right? So I thought we would just take a look at some of those questions and determine whether or not they are actually rude. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So first one, is it rude to refuse a gift?
Ooh, I think overall, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, unless it's like super elaborate, over the top, like super expensive, maybe borderline inappropriate.
Borderline inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if it's from someone that's probably inappropriate.
Oh, you mean like, okay.
Like if a boss is giving you lingerie.
Lingerie,
inappropriate,
right.
I'd refuse that.
Right. You say, no, thank you though. Appreciate the thought.
Right.
Do you even say
thought?
Do you say appreciate the thought?
Nope, I don't think we do. I just think, nope, I feel like
you
that's
inappropriate. You don't want them to even think about that.
Nope.
Hey, when you were looking at this lingerie, I so am happy that you thought of me.
Yeah, nope. But I don't think that's a typical scenario that a lot of people have to face. Yeah.
Well, I hope not.
But I feel like if it's a small, sweet gift. Now, if it's really over the top and super expensive and or inappropriate, then no, it's not rude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's rude to refuse.
Ever?
Like, you know, even if it's just something small, it's like, oh, no. It's all right. You keep it, you know.
Okay.
I get that, yes, it could be, I don't know. That's too much of it. There's too many gray areas in that statement to just be cut and dry, right?
Okay, so what does Google say? Google says generally, yes, it's considered rude to refuse a gift.
Oh.
Accepting a gift graciously, even if you don't particularly like it, is usually the more polite approach. That's
okay.
According to Google AI.
All right, well. I guess I differ from Google this time.
There is a link, though, of when it might be acceptable to refuse. Probably involves lingerie from the boss.
Next one. Is it rude to wear sunglasses indoors?
Rude to wear... I mean, I think it's odd because...
I think it's odd, but I don't think it's rude.
I don't think it's rude. I think it's a little weird because the purpose of sunglasses is to keep the sun out of your... eyes, and if you're inside, you don't have to worry about that. Now, there are some reasons, like what if you had like eye surgery,
right?
Or something like
right,
that.
Right, right, right. And there are circumstances, and I guess maybe we're just assuming that hey, your eyes are normal, everything's fine. Why are you wearing sunglasses?
You don't need sunglasses inside.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. I still don't think it's rude. I just think it's weird. Whatever.
It's weird. Exactly.
All right. Top is it rude questions. Is it rude to invite someone to a bridal shower and not the wedding?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That has been Googled that much?
Yes.
Because, so if you're inviting someone to the bridal shower, you got to invite them to the wedding.
Exactly. Yes, because I feel like if you're invited to the bridal shower, you know the bride pretty well. Because I feel like that's a more intimate gathering than the wedding.
Wow.
Because I feel like more fringe people make it to the wedding than do a bridal shower.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
I feel like you're a close friend to the bride if you're going to the bridal shower. Unless you're bringing a gift.
Now I'm just waiting for a group therapy to come through with, hey, can I do this?
Or, hey, I was invited to the bridal shower, but not the wedding.
Right, exactly. What gives?
Isn't that rude? I feel like it's rude.
Okay, so are we saying yes on that one?
I feel like yes.
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 All right.
Do you want me, should we find out what Google said?
I mean, I think Google's going to say agree, right?
I feel like, but they didn't on the first one. Hang on. Copy and paste. Okay. It says, yes, it's generally considered rude and inappropriate to invite someone to a bridal shower, but not the wedding.
Yeah.
Again, bridal shower is meant to celebrate the upcoming wedding with close friends and family who will be attending the wedding.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Yes.
A couple more. Is it rude to stare at someone?
Yes. Also odd.
Well, it's like the toddler stage where the toddlers have zero a social understanding of that and just sit there and stare.
Right.
And you're yes. like, and you're like checking out
take
at a
picture. It'll last longer.
Well, you're like checking out at a grocery store, and the kid behind you just staring at you. You're like, what?
Yeah, it's like what? It what? Starts what to you... make you self conscious. Is there something on my face?
What are you looking at?
Is there a stain on my clothes?
What are you looking?
What is going on?
Is it rude to stare at someone?
Yeah,
so,
Google says yes, it is.
Yeah,
considered rude to stare
I guess.
At someone.
Yeah.
It can
All
make
right.
people feel uncomfortable, self conscious, even targeted.
One last one. Is it rude to go to a restaurant an hour before it closes? I'm going to say no, but if it's a sit-down restaurant, then usually if it's a sit-down restaurant, don't they stop? Oh, maybe not. Maybe they don't.
Well, Google didn't have an answer
okay,
to this, but it brought up a Reddit thread. It says an hour before close is absolutely fine, but don't linger.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I would say if it's not necessarily a sit-down restaurant, you can just take your stuff and go. You could go 15 minutes before it closes and be fine. But you're getting into that danger zone where I worked in food service. Where, man, you see
someone
that.
Someone walks in, you're like,
you,
oh,
you
no.
are walking to lock the door and someone walks in, you're like, dang it!
Well, you're not locking the door an hour before close.
No. I'm saying, like, if you close at 10 and you're walking up there to lock it at 10 and someone sneaks in, you're like, dang it!
Yeah. No.
All right.
That is absolutely rude to a sit-down restaurant. Well, and at that point, I think you can say, no, we close at 10.
Yeah, well,
if someone's walking in at 10, you close at 10, you can tell them we close at 10.
Yeah, I know, but then you got to engage with them and tell them all that stuff. It's easier if they just come to a locked door.
But again, what if, you know, it's as you're locking it and there's no, you can't avoid the interaction. They're right there.
Kelly.
Ben.
Just a few of the top is it rude questions going through. Is it rude to refuse a gift? The lingerie is lovely. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you,
thinking of me.
Boss. I didn't get you the same thing for Boss's Day. Sorry.
Right. It's not quite my size, but I appreciate it. 99.7 DJX. Wow.